Welcome to the Agency Fast Track podcast. I'm Lisa Parziel, and I will be your host for this episode. Today, I'd like to talk about how to price search engine optimization or SEO. What does it cost to do SEO? That is one of the number one questions I get all the time. Customers, unfortunately, really don't understand SEO. They don't know what it is, how it works, and of course, that means they wouldn't know how to price it. In fact, I've had many potential customers say to me, "My gosh, it's so easy. It looks so easy. It should be so easy." Because they don't understand what it takes and how competitive it is. So when I talk about how to price SEO, the first thing I like to consider is, have you educated your customer? An educated customer who understands the complexity of SEO is going to pay more money than somebody that has no idea what it takes to do it. In our sales process, we always educate the customer. Now, when I say educate, I don't mean to throw up all sorts of technical data. Customers could care less about all that stuff. But what they do need to know is that SEO is a process, and while it is not rocket science, there is science involved. And there's things that we have to do to be competitive. And I always like to demonstrate what their customer is going to be and what the customer is searching for. And then I like to look at their competitors and show them how well their competitors are ranked. Now, I use tools to do that, things like Bright Local or Ahrefs or the like. But the idea is simple. When I educate my customer, I have a better chance of actually getting what SEO is worth. So let's get into that. How do I price SEO? Well, the first thing is I don't guess. I just don't throw a number out there. Instead, I go do my homework. I do some analysis and I figure out how competitive the market actually is, what the competition is ranked like, and what is going to be the work effort that I feel it's going to take to rank them. And I actually put all that down into what I call SEO mapping. I actually figure out what my strategy is going to be should the customer hire me. Once I have that strategy down on paper, then I fill out a spreadsheet, a proprietary spreadsheet that I've created, that actually spits out to me how long it's going to take based on a certain monetary budget. So scientifically, I could then say at $2,000 a month, following my processes, it's going to take maybe 12 months to rank that customer. And I think that's a good sell. So I would go in and pitch that customer $2,000 a month. But let's say at $2,000 a month, and I put it into my calculator, it tells me that it's actually going to take 24 months, then I know that customer's not going to be happy with that. So I'm going to have to go in for $3,000 or $4,000 a month in order to get the results that would make that customer happy. So you see, when I talk about pricing SEO, I price SEO based on the work effort. I go out and figure out and do a little homework up front to figure out exactly what it's going to take. Now that might seem like you're putting in a lot of work and you don't even have the customer yet. But again, you're talking about a $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a month service that's going to net you minimally $24,000 a year. Is that not worth putting in an hour's worth of work? Of course it is. Just like anything, if we want the payoff, we have to put in the work. I spend a great deal of time putting together all of the analysis so I can make an informed, educated decision and educate my customer along the way. Now, of course, I only do this for qualified leads. I qualify them ahead of time before I'm even going to do this effort. How do I qualify them? Well, it's pretty simple. When we're talking about SEO, one of the first things I say is, just so you know, we have a $1,000 minimum before we get going. I want them to know we have a $1,000 a month minimum. If they can't afford $1,000 a month, they're going to tell me right then and there, and I'm not going to have to go down that path of doing my homework. But if they're open to $1,000 or more, then it's worth putting in the time to get that information accordingly. So when you're pricing SEO, again, no guessing. Instead, put in the time, figure it out, and you will get a reward 9 out of 10 times in a closed sale. Now, if you're interested in learning more about our processes and how we do this, we have very, very succinct sales processes, and we also have a very finite way using a calculator. If you would like more information, go to www.agencyfasttrack.com. And that is a community where we help SEOs, web devs, and digital marketing agencies scale and build their businesses.